You said that tonight anything goes. So while you're in the shower, cleaning up after a long day at work, I get down the toy box. We hide it in plain sight, just an old cardboard box sitting on the highest shelf in the closet, with old tax returns written on the side in black marker. Sometimes I hate having to hide it. If I had my way, we'd keep our toys in a beautiful wooden chest, right out in the open, right beside our bed, bold and unashamed. But we're careful to keep them private, just like I'm careful never to bite where your clothes won't cover. Sometimes it's necessary to hide what we are. In the box, I find everything I need to make you mine. A coil of rope for binding you to the bed, or a chair, or yourself. Your collar and its leash, the tether that makes my hand the center of your world. The soft suede flogger and the sharper leather one, both of them extensions of my arm as I raise it to strike you. Some people never know what it's like to hear a lover beg for the kiss of a lash instead of lips. Next, I find the clamps, those delicate little devices that have the power to make you cry and whimper just as much as the smack of the cane. The last thing is just a soft length of black cloth, a makeshift blindfold. You always thank me when I tie it around your head, as you surrender your sight to me. You trust my hands to guide you, and you know I'd never let you fall. When I hear you turn off the water, the box is empty, everything laid out neatly on the bed. If anything goes tonight, then I don't need to choose now. By the time we're done, you'll beg for the touch of every last toy.